Commissioners' regular session, Thursday, March 10th, 2016, meeting to order. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Carabelli.
Present.
Dougie.
Yes.
Flynn. Kleinfeld.
Here.
Marino.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Toco. Vosburg.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda to include Resolution A, which was the supporting insurance waiver bonuses for county employees. Moved by Miller, supported by Dougie. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive. Obviously, commissioners last Thursday or Friday received a memo in regards to Martha T. Berry on quality control issues. I followed up since then with Martha T. Berry, and I think it's important that we understand ratings and how they're comprised and what the weightings are for staffing, for quality measures associated with the list that you got. And so independently, we're going to have the director of the Medical Care Facilities Association of the state, which is the association that covers all 34 facilities in the state, out here to kind of go over those ratings. And also in November, this has been an issue that I think all of us have, you know, been concerned about. Obviously, Martha T. Berry has been consumed with the transition from the court situation to separating their services from the general county. But quality has been an issue, something that's been on their radar that they've wanted to focus on the past two or three years. That's why in November they contracted with a Plant Moran group out of Ohio that specializes in health care to study, review their policies, their procedures, quality control, to make recommendations to the facility to see how they can improve that quality Medicaid rating, which is something that's standardized for facilities across the United States. And so I talked to Roger yesterday or the day before, and they don't want to run away from this, and we shouldn't run away from it either. We all have a common goal of making sure that the rating over there improves, is better than where it's at right now. And so Roger wants to have us to the facility on the 13th, which is the HHS meeting. I'll have the director go over the standardized forms of how these facilities get ratings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, and then have Plant Moran kind of go over their recommendations. They believe the study will be done by then, and I think it's important to begin the conversation at that point. And I think it's something that they want to include this board as their JOA partner. They want to be open and include the executive office and any other relevant part of county government that will help assist in this effort. So I think it's something that we all know is serious. I don't think we should view it as personal against one person, whether it's the director or the chair of their board. I think this is something that is something that they have 90% Medicaid patients, which is different than a lot of facilities. But we have to work together to improve the quality of care at that facility. And yeah. I think that's our goal. I don't think we should get in the weeds of personal attacks. I don't think that we should make this contentious. I think that we all should, you know, work together on this issue. So, open it up to discussion. First, I have Commissioner Smith, then Marino.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'm not really sure why we have to go to Martha T. Berry for a meeting on this this issue. I think actually for a meeting like this, we probably should have it more of at a neutral place. I'm not sure if they're trying to bring us there to show us how great it is or what the deal would be. I'm just not sure that just didn't sound right to me at first. I guess at the end of the day, I'll go to it, but I think it should be a meeting right here where we're hearing facts and stats and from different people, from Plant Moran, from the other organizations you're bringing in. I'm not sure that anybody should have a home turf advantage, so to speak, on something like this. That's just my thought off the top of my head. You know that I was about to bring up a motion to reconsider our vote for a raise for the director at Martha Teaberry based on some of this information and what's going on, but after talking about this and realizing that all that anybody's guaranteed is the first year step, which is probably in line with most of the workers that the county has already provided a raise to, I'm willing to not bring up forth that motion on the facts that we do have a budget season coming up very soon, and if I don't feel like we've addressed this, or they've addressed this to the point where I see, you know, forward movement in the quality issue, then I would like to readdress it at the budget meeting, that the raise that that we did approve. I understand that we do want to have a higher range in that to attract quality people there. I'm just not too sure, you know. Well, nonetheless, I will defer to our budgetary meetings in the summer to address this again. So thanks.
Commissioner Marino?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to make a motion to receive and file.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Oh, support. Do you support the receive and file?
Sure.
Supported by Kleinfeld, Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Just one real quick thing. When I saw that memo, I wasn't here, obviously, for the vote. I missed that day. But you had discussed it a week before, and I was under the impression that there was, like, it was sort of negotiated what we ended up coming up with, so I was a little shocked at the response because I thought all parties kind of came to an agreement on that. So I don't know if I misunderstood what was said at the table, but I thought it was kind of negotiated out.
So correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, and I don't think Steve's here, but what we did was the executive reduced. HSB, per the JOA, has to propose a budget, and instead of sending it just to the board, we've agreed it's an agency of county government, and therefore it needed to go through the budget process through the finance department, the executive office, before it was submitted to the board. They repealed any additional for appropriations for three positions. It just wasn't the director. I think it was the director of nursing and one other position, and I think they reduced it by 50-some thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And what we did is we budgeted like we do in all other county departments, not at the high end of the range, so not at the 146, but actually what that employee would be getting as if it was director of HR, director of finance, whatever it might be, at what they'd be getting this year. So to Commissioner Smith's point, I believe we only appropriated the amount of money that would be for this year's increment. Is that correct, Andrew?
Correct.
So we didn't restore the full funding. We restored partial funding.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? But to that point also, the executive did have a right to veto or line item veto, which they didn't exercise that okay. role for this line item or any other line item that might have disagreed with.
All right.
But I think it's something moving forward that our serious concerns are things that I take to heart, and I think that we need to embrace this and work together and hopefully work towards recommendations for that Plant Moran lays forth that will raise that star quality rating. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The correspondence is received. Government Ops, Justice Public Safety, and HHS moved to the Finance Committee. I have a motion by the Chair, and the Vice Chair is not here, so Commissioner Marino.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to separate Item 8 out of the Finance Committee report.
Number 8?
Yes, please.
Number 8 is separated, which was the animal control item.
Right.
To the remainder of the balance on all other items, knowing that no votes are carried over, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All those items are passed. Item number 8, committee recommendation. Commissioner Marino, would you like to speak to it?
I would just like to vote no.
Oh, okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Vosburgh, Sabatini, and now Marino vote no.
Right.
Got it. We will add Marino to the no vote. The item still passes. Now on to resolution A, which is advocating the Coombe County Criminal Justice stakeholders to consider best practices in reducing recidivism rates among Macomb County's offending population. Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Commissioner Majak.
Yeah, just nothing more. Thank Fred for getting her to come yesterday. Excellent presentation. Very educational. I learned a lot, and hopefully some of the things that she talked about can obviously be shared with county government to improve the situation. So thank you, Fred.
Commissioner Miller?
Thanks for saying that. I can't take any credit for this. Danielle did a great job. I thought she went through some really dense material very quickly and very clearly. And I think that it's worth, there's a lot of stuff in there for us to think about. But I also want to thank Andrew, because Andrew facilitated her having conversations with key people throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And so she couldn't have presented that product without Andrew's help. So I want to say thanks to Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you. And I've never had the opportunity, I think I've met the individual once or twice, but myself and Commissioner Bosberg and other people have been through bids or interviews or meetings on criminal justice reform from professional companies, and that was a pretty high-level report by a grad student. Commissioner Bosberg?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, was impressed by her level of detail and all the time she spent talking to the various people who had input into this. And I would just encourage commissioners to be aware, just always be thinking about this every time we make a decision up here. I think, you know, Commissioner Majak, brought that up when starting this discussion this morning, and I think we just always need to be looking at that and asking those questions. What is the success rate of various programs that we would adopt? Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously, and we'll have all commissioners have a spot on the resolution to sign. Because I was handed a note that said A would be resolution for supporting insurance waiver bonus, that will be B. Moved by Miller.
Support.
Moved by Marino. Supported by Marino. Any discussion? Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support any effort that commissioners have to opine on various benefits for our employees, and I support the employees' right to bargain for that. I just don't think that we should be formally passing a resolution in favor of a particular bargaining position. That's why I'm voting no, but I support the right of everyone to request that, and it is a matter of fairness. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I have Sabatini, Carabelli, and Vosburgh as no votes. The item passes. 9-3. No proclamations for today. New business before the board. A couple other items are Senator Martha T. Berry. Patty and myself met with the construction team from Clark, Plant Moran, Cressa, and other related individuals. And what we've decided is that we've moved up the schedule here at the board just slightly. And by the end of April or early May, we are going to start construction in preparation for this boardroom, for the main office where you enter. But we'll be able to keep the offices where Courtney, Patty, myself, and these three offices over here reside. It's going to be a tight fit, but construction should last from 14 to 16 weeks. So hopefully from the beginning of May until after Labor Day, we'll need to find different accommodations. We're in the process of putting together a proposal, hopefully something in Mount Clemens, but also for some of the full board meetings or even committee meetings. We welcome commissioners to work with your local municipalities and maybe do a roadshow where everybody can have a presentation in their local community and have a committee there, if that's what something commissioners want to do. And a few commissioners have expressed that to me already. But we're going to try to find for most meetings, central locations or in Mount Clemens, so we're not all over the place. But there will be definitely a little bit of change for the next 3 months.
Yes.
Commissioner Miller?
I think it's great to have community meetings. I would just ask that we make pre-arrangements to have PA systems or mics, because people may remember when we had the meeting at the Thompson Center, it was a contentious meeting, and I don't think it was as effective as it could have been because we didn't have mics. I think that's an important part of a public meeting.
I still wake up in cold sweats from that meeting. But I think that's a really important idea. And if we do use local community city councils, they have chambers, and hopefully we could work with them to utilize the technology and the infrastructure that already exists. But I wanted to keep commissioners aware of that timeline moving forward. So commissioners will still be able to come to the office, but we will need to find different boardrooms. Any questions in regards to construction?
What's that date again? Start date?
They say in April, beginning of May. Beginning of May through Labor Day.
All right.
Any other questions on that? One last thing is, obviously you got the email last week, or 2 weeks ago, in regards to our communications director, Courtney, who's accepted a job outside of Portland, Oregon. She can tell you a little bit about that maybe today. It's always tough when you lose a Flynn, even when you're not related.
I do agree with that. So I accepted a position with the city of Westland in Oregon. It's just south of Portland. I will be the citizen engagement coordinator. I start April 4th. It's about 25,000 people, a council of four with a mayor, a city manager, assistant city manager. So, yes, if there's any questions.
Thank you for your efforts.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure working with everyone. I'll be done with school at the end of, well, actually, I went to my last physical class this week, but I'll be done the end of April, I think. So it was just kind of an opportunity to get up and move while I had the chance. So.
And
well,
she
I'll be here till the end of the month.
And this was your first interview, and so she just did it for experience and to fly out there. And all of a sudden she got it, and now she needs to move, get rid of her place, and find a new place within a matter of 4 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm moving. I'll be driving out there starting Easter Sunday. So I'm still looking for someone to take over my room in Ferndale, if anybody knows of someone.
Marv is in.
All right.
He'll have the security deposit for you by tomorrow.
Mission accomplished. That petition we signed to get rid of her finally worked. We're going to miss you, dear.
Thank you.
You've been great up here.
Thank you. And so in regards to that position, normally a position doesn't get posted until an individual leaves. However, since we are a small staff here at the board, we've been able to work with HR, and that position has been posted yesterday. So if anybody knows any qualified applicants for that, please tell them to follow the process for any job application. So hopefully we can start interview just shortly after she leaves, as opposed to waiting a month after an individual has already left. So,
okay.
That concludes my update under new business. Any other new business before the commission? Just a reminder that since there were no big public items, to Commissioner Sauger's lobbying, I move full board on St. Patrick's Day at 7 p.m. to immediately following full board on Wednesday.
Okay.
Seeing no new business, public participation. Any members of the public? Once, twice, three times. It's closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Yep.
Carabelli?
Present.
Tucci?
Sure.
Flynn?
Here.
Feinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko? Bosberg?
Here.
Motion to adjourn by Duche, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.